Now, we all know the NHS is struggling at the moment. There are many reasons why. One of them is a lack of staff. Now, we know there's 70,000 odd nursing vacancies. There's also about 10,500 doctor vacancies just in England. And that's not including the number of GP vacancies. So you would have thought that the responsible government would be training lots more doctors, because yes, sure, it takes them a number of years to qualify, but you need to get those people in the pipeline. Now, interestingly, three medical schools have opened recently. One of them is in Worcester, and they've been told by NHS England that they're not going to have any UK students funded. So basically, international students pay about £50,000 to train to be a doctor in the UK. UK students don't pay as much. Now, the government, in its wisdom, has decided that medical schools, or certainly new ones recently built, will be exclusively training international students, so making money for the country rather than doctors. And they're not funding any places for UK doctors. Now, of course, international doctors do tend to go off back abroad once they've qualified. So, how is this helping? Now, sometimes other funding is found. So, Worcester has found some funding for some UK students it's paying out of its own pockets. But ultimately, that's not sustainable. So, they're going to have to stop doing it unless the UK government steps in. So, why aren't we training doctors? What's the long-term game here? Now, we all know that the government is trying to destroy the NHS, and in the 13 years it's been in power, managed to do that quite well. But even if your end game is privatising everything, if you don't have any doctors, then who's going to run this private healthcare system? I don't understand the logic of not training any new doctors, but ultimately, it doesn't matter what that logic is or isn't. We're just not going to have the doctors coming through the pipeline to fill these vacancies. And that's a government decision.